What up? Woke Radio coming at you live, where it's all about kicking game to the community and life hacks. We got a special guest in the house tonight, y'all. The co-founder of Followcoin, cryptocurrency and tech blockchain investor. Also played college ball at Duke and 7 years professionally in Asia and Europe. We got Jamal Boykin in the house, y'all.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're talking cryptocurrency today. How'd you get involved? How deep are you in the world?
I'm going to share a story about how I got involved in cryptocurrency. First of all, when I was in college my senior year, I had an internship at Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley is one of the top financial firms in the world. While I was there, a lot of what I had to do at the internship was just read. I was reading like the Wall Street Journal every day, and I came across Bitcoin. This is in 2009. I asked my boss there at the internship, and he told me that it was put together as a solution to the financial crisis and that money eventually will all be digital or something to look into. At that time, I didn't know, because when I did my own research, I find out all this stuff about Bitcoin cryptocurrency being some with the black market and the Illuminati, all the, you know, BS.
Some of the homies be saying that. I'm like, bro.
That's not, man. And, you know, we call that FUD, F-U. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's a lot of FUD being pushed out there. So I didn't invest back then. We're talking, you know, it was 3 to 9 cents at that time. So I didn't invest in. And then I'm at a basketball game this past summer, probably about, you know, about six months ago, I'm at a basketball game in Holland. My wife is from here. Anyway, so I'm at the guy was basically talking about cryptocurrency and Ripple, and he brought up Bitcoin. And remember, I haven't been paying attention to it. So like a bell went off in my head. I was like, how much is Bitcoin? At that time, it was around $2,000, and I couldn't believe it because I knew about it when it was, you know, under 10 cents. So I immediately went home. I did an online course called, from this guy, Michael Superman, called Fund Your Retirement with Cryptocurrency. Did the online course. It was connected to a Facebook group, and that Facebook group just had all these people helping each other out and how to invest and everything like that.
And this whole time, you're playing pro ball?
Well, this was after the season.
After the season. Okay.
This was after the season, yeah. So, you know, in the group, I ended up meeting my business partner and the CEO of of Followcoin. In the group, he was just helping me trade. We were just trading. And then we decided to, you know, go in together on a solution to those who are new to cryptocurrency and looking to trade. And that's, you know, the birth of Followcoin.
Okay, wow. That's amazing. If we could just pump the brakes a little bit just for the homies here who are just hopping on a little late, myself included, can you break down what cryptocurrency is? And for our listeners who are listening involved, I really hand-selected Jamal out of the whole team just because this dude is hip. I mean, he, you know what I'm saying? He walks and talks just like I do. And he can really break it down to where the way I need to be broken down. So I was like, you know what? Let me get him on the phone so, you know, we can get this message back to the community. So, if you can kind of just break down in very simple terminology, what is cryptocurrency?
Okay, well, I mean, Bitcoin, for example, and cryptocurrency is all about cutting out the middleman. It's a decentralized network. So, you know, if I want to transfer you some money, you know, I should be able to do so without the use of a third party, i.e. a bank. So it allows me control and power over my money so that if I want to transfer my money, it doesn't have to be viewed by the government or used or have banks or, you know, private entities that watch over it. You're able to do peer-to-peer transactions.
So this is digital money. I could buy a home with it. I could buy a car with it. Like, yeah. It works as real money.
Matter of fact, put it like this. Tomorrow, I'm going to a city called Arnhem. If you look it up, it's called Bitcoin City. It's in Holland. They have the most Bitcoin merchants in one city in the world. And I've been there before. I mean, I got my gas in Bitcoin. I got my hotel in Bitcoin.
That's crazy.
I bought baby clothes, all this. And I want to show it to the world. So you follow me at Jamal underscore Boykin. You'll be able to see that on my stories.
Can you spell that? Can you spell that?
Yeah, yeah. Jamal underscore Boykin. And,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, people need to understand this too. You know, like Bitcoin right now is like $11,000, but you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You could invest just $100 into it. Had you invested $100 a year ago, you'd have like $1,000 right now. So, you know, there are many No, not 1,000. Let me get that right. It's gone up over 1,100% this year. It's just remarkable. But that's the main thing. People need to understand too. It's like Bitcoin, but it's also the blockchain. That's where the Bitcoin transactions are, and everything is stored and recorded. So everyone, please do your research on the blockchain, because that's the true technology that's really revolutionizing the world.
Got you. So everybody who's listening right now, at the end of this conversation, Jamal's going to give us some nitty-gritty steps on how we can get involved and what we need to do. So just tune into the conversation towards the end. Pull out your pencil, and we're going to give you a few contact information. I seen Nipsey Hussle via Worldstar, and he's on the Follow Coin team with you guys. How did that happen? He's one of my favorite rappers, and my theory is, you know, you like a rapper. You respect his brain, his mentality. So, you know, it goes hand in hand to kind of make me say, this is a business move that he made. Why? And,
right.
And you know, what's up with that?
Well, here's a connection with Nipsey Hussle. I mean, for one, I am from South Central Los Angeles. You know, I grew up off soccer and Crenshaw. You know,
okay.
Nipsey, you know, Sloss and Crenshaw. He had the Crenshaw album, so I mean, you know, playing overseas, and I listen to people from back home, and Nipsey is really a hometown hero to Los Angeles. He's really represented the West Coast and Los Angeles to the fullest. But beyond that, my connection with Nipsey is like this. A guy went to my church and who actually dated my sister for 9 years. He was a very early investor in Filecoin. He was bringing a lot of people in. So I was like, Eric, you know, I want to bring you on the team. And he has a good relationship with Nipsey Hussle and his brother Black Sam, because he actually used to sell T-shirts, DVDs, CDs out of the back of the car with him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he's one of their day ones. So that's how Nipsey and Black Sam had trust in me, because of that connection. And then, you know, we got on Skype. We talked. I pitched him the idea. And if you do your research on Nipsey, you see he's been hip to the digital era.
He always speaks on it. He stays speaking on it.
Yeah, because, you know, he's been able to see how was the digital revolution has affected music. You know what I mean? He had his Proud to Pay campaign, which was genius. You know what I mean? His store, which is the Marathon Clothing store, it's a smart store. It's the first smart store in the area. I mean, he's raising up the quality of the area by having a smart store like that. So, you know, Nipsey's been on game. And, you know, working with him is different, because, you know, when we talk to them, first of all, you know, he wanted to buy into the company to have partnership, which we thought was amazing. You know, he wasn't just like, hey, just give me something so I could be a promoter. You know, he's truly invested in the company. Plus, when I was talking to him, I asked him, I was like, listen, I think if you came to Amsterdam and met the team, it'd be very impactful. And
I seen that whole, yeah. It was like a glorious, like the whole spectacle you guys had.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sitting in the office right now, you know, in the same spot that
you're in Amsterdam right now.
Yeah, I'm in Amsterdam right now. Okay. So yeah, you know, and right after our conversation, he dropped everything he was doing. I mean, he's busy. He's doing an album. He's on tour, but he saw the opportunity because he understands that everything is going digital, just like how, you know, we used to have the postal service and you had to write letters and then email came along, just how you used to have CDs and DVDs and then Netflix came along and iTunes came along. You know, money's going digital too, and he doesn't want to be left out. And, you know, I'm proud to say, you know, he's been rocking with us since Bitcoin was, you know, 3,000, 2,000, you know. So, you know, now we're just kicking game and trying to make the most out of Filecoin.
Okay. Shout out your Instagram one more time, just so if you missed it the first time. If you guys have any questions, Jamal's your guy.
Yeah, no doubt. It's at Jamal _ Boykin.
Cool. And that's J-A-M-A-L.
And also, you gotta follow Filecoin's Instagram too. It's at Filecoin LTD.
Okay.
So make sure you follow Filecoin.
You explained cryptocurrency, which is digital currency. You explained what Bitcoins is, which is the biggest currency in this whole cryptocurrency world. So just for example here, and this is just my own analogy, I'm coming off the top of my head. Let's just say, like, cryptocurrency is just like the world, and then Bitcoins would be the USD, the dollar. It's the biggest currency. It's the has the highest value, and there are other different currencies that are rising.
Yes.
Do I got it right? Do I got a firm grasp on that?
Well, I mean, like gold too, but I mean, yeah, Bitcoin is like an entry point. I mean, to buy a lot of other coins, you need to buy Bitcoin first. You know, so and not be on the market, but you know, it's one thing that we're doing with Favocoin is we're bringing attention to all the other coins too, because you know, Bitcoin has risen, you know, from $700, I mean, from like, you know, $900 to over 11,000 in the last year. But you know, there are other coins that have gone from $7 to over $400, $600, you know? So there are many opportunities in this cryptocurrency space. And that's what our app helps people do is follow professionals and influencers who understand these market trends, who understand what's going to happen in the future to some degree. And you can look at their trades and mirror their trades so that you can not miss the boat because, you know, the ship is moving right now.
Got you. So basically, Favocoin is going to link me. Favocoin is an app that I'm going to download that's going to link me up with investors and people who are top influencers in the game who can help me, you know, kind of sort of like a big homie in this world.
Yeah, put it like this. So like on our app already, I mean, you do the history on our app, you can already see that we've made calls that people have gained 114% value. I mean, just 3 days ago, we had a guy named Marco on our app. He made a call to buy IOTA, and it went up 64% the first day. You know, so, you know, we've had successful trades on our app. And if you follow that advice, I mean, you can learn a lot. You can potentially also gain a rate on your investment.
That's crazy. So you guys are doing the dirty work. I don't even have to research this and that. It's like I could just put down some money, trust the expert, and basically you're saying you'll flip it.
Exactly. And what we're going to do too, I mean, we're still building out our app. We just had our ICO, so we're a startup. We're still building everything we're doing. We've had updates on the app every week. But, you know, what we're also going to be doing in the future is we're going to have one test money. That's going to be a feature of the app coming out so that you can invest with, you know, fake money to just see like how you would do had you followed these trades or had you started investing, but maybe you don't have the money to invest right now. So you could invest and get a feel for the market before you actually go into it and raise some money. And, you know, the other thing that we're going to do is we're going to rate the influencers and the professionals that we have on our app. So you'll be able to see, all right, this guy made 10 trades this month. How did they do? You know what I mean? And then so it's like Yelp or whatever, where you can follow or Airbnb, you know, before you go to a restaurant or before you stay at a place Airbnb, you're going to check how many star ratings it has and you know, reviews on it. So all of our, we're holding, because right now you have all these people that are on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all these different mediums, and they're saying, buy this coin, buy that coin. But who holds them accountable? Like 3 weeks later, we should be able to see, you know, what ended up happening with that advice you gave.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
So that was my, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's like, how do I know you're a credible source? I'll listen to you, but how do I know your word is worth anything? How do I know you know what you're talking about? So what you're saying is Favocoin is going to be the middleman in between, you know, some legitimacy behind some of these influencers.
Exactly, man. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody looks like they're doing something, but what are the numbers? Where are the
analytics? So many people hit me up on Instagram. Hey, I can make you $1 million. Yo, fuck with me. I got you 50 racks tomorrow. I'm like, bro, I don't trust you.
What's your track record, man? You can already go back a month. You can already go back a month and see what our influencers have been doing. It's all recorded. And that's what we want to do. So because 2018, I feel is going to be a huge year for cryptocurrency. So, you know, why not, you know, get on the train early and start, you know, building our platform now, which we're doing.
That's crazy. Yo, off the grid here. Yo, what's it like playing professional ball out there in Europe and in Asia? I actually Googled you. I seen you in like a purple jersey hanging on the rim, two hand slam. I think it was a yellow jersey. I'm not sure what color it was.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I mean, playing ball overseas was amazing, man. You know, like I said, I played in 8 different countries, Turkey, Germany 3 times, Japan 3 times, New Zealand.
Like
Greece.
You're from South Central LA and then you just bam, all the way across the world. In what country, I'm sorry?
I mean, right now I'm in Amsterdam. The company is based in Amsterdam. Yeah. So, but I mean, playing ball was amazing, man. But at the end of the day, like I've been playing ball my whole life, and know, this is an opportunity to do something different, a new challenge. And I just truly, after doing my research, after I did the online course, I did my research on the future of what blockchain is and what it's going to mean. What we're talking about, I feel like we're talking about the internet in 1994. So it was definitely worth me pivoting, putting basketball to rest, retiring, and then doing this full time.
Damn. Like, I'm not going to lie. Growing up, it was hoop or die. You know what I'm saying? Ball was life. I wasn't dope like that. I'm not going to lie. My hoop skills took me up to 12th grade. I couldn't surpass that. But, like, I could understand the love somebody has for the game.
No doubt.
So I could understand when you tell me, yo, this industry was so real, I put down the basketball at a professional level.
Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's crazy, bro. You're the future, bro. You're like an American dream, bro. You're playing professional basketball, investing in digital currency, you know, calling out technological shots that haven't even hit yet. That's awesome, man. I applaud you just as a person, and just thank you for just breaking it down for us.
Now, thank you for having me, man. You're doing an amazing thing too, man. You know, it's a lot of media spreading a lot of different things. This and that. I mean, it's cool to be entertained, but we definitely need to get these positive vibes, these positive words, and this information that can truly be transformational, because it is a digital revolution, and we should be at the forefront of it.
Exactly, exactly. My last question is, so what if I don't have that much money? Let's just say I got a few $100. Can I play with that? Can I throw something down on it? Like, do I need a lot of money to get involved?
For example, I invested in a coin called Bitcoins. It's now called Ethos. I invested, and I just did this off the fly, because I'm investing in like 49 different cryptocurrencies, but I invested $171 into that, right? I wish I invested more, but right now that $171 is $2,000. You know what I'm saying? It's over $2,000. Yeah, so I mean, these, you have coins right now that are under 10 cents. You know what I mean? Just like how Bitcoin was under 3 cents 9 years ago.
Yeah.
You have a lot of other quality coins that are under 3 cents now. You have ICOs that you can participate in, where you could be a part of a coin before it even hits the market, so you get the lowest price. And you have a lot of coins right now that are just undervalued. You have a lot of currencies that are undervalued. And it's an opportunity of a lifetime. Of course, do your research, read the white papers, do your due diligence. But like I said, you don't need a lot of money. Had you invested $100 in Bitcoin last year, you know, you now have like over 1,000% value from that. And if you compare that to like leaving your money in the bank, where you only get less than 3%, like, why not take the risk?
That's crazy.
One thing I suggest to people is like, hey, you know, if you got any type of savings, put 25% of your savings into this. You know what I'm saying? So you cover your risk, but, you know, you also give you a chance to have a great reward. Like right now, Filecoin is, you know, 3 cents a share when we hit the market. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's really low. You know what I mean? We want to keep building it. But I've seen coins go from 3 cents to, you know, hundreds of dollars. So that's how this game is, and you want to get in early. It's not just Bitcoin. You got over 1,200 different currencies that you can invest in. They all have their different opportunities. You just got to educate yourself about how to go about it.
Okay. Okay. No. This is definitely a wave that, like, I'm old enough to have seen waves come.
Yeah. I
remember when the internet came. This smells like how the internet smelt when it was coming.
Exactly.
People didn't really believe in it. So, and I see the wave. I wasn't old enough to capitalize. Obviously, I was young. But this is a wave I'm going to make sure that I'm knees deep in. And to my listeners out there, I just downloaded the app yesterday. So I'm beginning just like you guys. Hit up Jamal. Follow Coin. And let's get on this together. Download the app. And let's put down our money with some experts who have a proven track record. From a legitimate
source. Exactly.
And get this money.
That's what it's about, man. You know,
yeah.
It's a new 1% forming, man. So, you know, you can either be a part of it or not. You know, the thing about it is, the least you could do is educate yourself and know what it is. Whether you invest or not, just educate yourself so you know what it is when people start talking about it, because it's only going to become more popular.
For sure.
You know, you got Donald Trump involved. I mean, you got the White House is involved in this. You got billionaires like Mark Cuban talking about it, Bill Gates. I mean,
Bill Gates said you cannot stop Bitcoins. Like,
and he's been right. He was saying that when it was $1,000. He's right. You know what I'm saying? So My whole thing is this. It's a lot of FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt in the market. You can listen to people talking all that FUD, or you can listen to people who, you know something about making some money, you know, and making some interest on return on their investments.
Got you. Quick question here, just from my hip hop heads.
Yeah.
And feel free to, you know, if you can't disclose certain information, I totally understand that. But how did Nipsey get, what was the kind of the deal Nipsey put together? Like, I'm thinking he put down stacks with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not going to sit here and talk about how much money he put down, but I mean, he did invest, you know what I'm saying?
Like a big time.
You know, so yeah, I mean, he came out here, he did his research, he met the team, and, you know, like I said, I'm not here to talk about, you know, how much money that, you know, he put down or anything like that, but, you know, he does, you know, on a good percentage of, you know, what we got going on here. So, you know, it's and we're happy about that, man. He's going hard for us. And, you know, we're going to continue to work together to make this, you know, one of the best platforms for educating people on cryptocurrency possible.
I love this, man. I love to see the marriage between the two worlds just intertwined. It's beautiful to me.
Most definitely. I mean, I was watching, you know, Gary Vee's.
I love Vaynerchuk. That's my guy.
So, I mean, if you go to YouTube, you know, him and Nipsey are very close, you know what I'm saying? They're doing a project together. And, you know, Gary Vee's on the couch with Nipsey. He's like, man, it's my thesis that hip-hop runs the world. Nipsey's like, say that again. And dude's like, yeah, hip-hop runs the world. So, you know, Gary, he's in the tech world. And, I mean, Gary, he invested $25,000 in Bitcoin in 2014. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's been in the game. He knows what this is. He knows what Ethereum is. And just the power of this. To quote Gary Vee, he said, we're at the national anthem of a 19-inning game, man. We're just getting started with where we're going with blockchain technology. You know, this blockchain has the ability to overthrow countries, man. So
That's a bar right there.
Yeah, but for Gary Vee to have so much respect for Nipsey, I mean, he's got like a 45-minute out on YouTube right now with just him and Nipsey speaking in the studio about, you know, how the digital revolution has affected music and, you know, a lot of different topics of marketing, branding. You know, Nip is a genius, you know what I'm saying? And he's respected in the tech world. So we're happy that, you know, to have that partnership with him, because it gives us the opportunity to take Filecoin to have us reach its full potential and get out there to the masses, you know?
That's crazy. So how can we get involved? If you can just give us some quick next steps. Everybody, this is when you jot your pens out. This is when you pull out your phones, Androids, get your notes digitally. What are some three next steps? What do we need to do to get involved? I got a few $100 and I'm ready to go.
All right. So if you've already done your research and you got a few $100 and ready to go, I mean, you're going to want to get on Coinbase, you know, where you can buy Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Ethereum. And then you're also going to need to get some accounts with some exchanges like Bittrex and Poloniex. So when you buy these altcoins, you don't buy with U.S. dollars. Like if you want to buy Filecoin, you want to buy, like Filecoin when it hits the market, you want to buy these other coins when it hit the market, you're going to have to buy it with Bitcoin or Ethereum. And in order to do that, like I said, you're going to have to go to Coinbase, buy those coins, and then send that money from the address on Coinbase to these exchanges like Bittrex and Poloniex, and that's where you buy the coin. So get an account with Coinbase, get an account with Bittrex, Binance, Poloniex, where there you can, you know, start purchasing coins, investing in different currencies.
Okay, cool. And do you welcome questions if anybody wants to hit you up personally?
For sure. And another thing I just want to suggest, man, everybody, you know, you can go to CoinMarketCap where you can see the market. It shows all the different coins you can invest in. You can learn about them there. You can start reading Cointelegraph and CoinDesk, Cointelegraph.com, CoinDesk.com. There you can stay up to date with all the market trends and all the latest market news in cryptocurrency. Because, I mean, let's face it, man, CNN ain't covering this crazy.
Not at all. Bro. I got to dig.
Exactly.
Trying to find that one pink sock in a bag of white laundry.
Hey, but listen, man, once you find it, you're going to realize this is a whole world going on, man. I've been to so many seminars, man. I've been to so many underground meetings, like the whole nine. So, you know, once you get in this game, you're going to start realizing it's a huge community that's been pushing this thing. You know what I mean? Since I've been in the game, when I came in, it was 800 cryptocurrencies. Now it's over 1,400. Also, when I came in the game, you know, the market cap of Bitcoin, of cryptocurrency was like 100 billion. Now it's close to 300 billion.
Damn, so, you got in early.
I mean, I got in 6 months ago, bro.
That's only 6 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is growing rapidly. It's going fast. So, I mean, you know, make sure everybody, like I said, Coinbase, Bittrex, Poloniex, Binance, get on exchanges, get your coins up, man. You know, start investing.
I like the fact that it's treating you so well. Just to quote the late great Pimp C, the game been good to you.
we still got a way to go, man. I mean, what we're trying to do with Filecoin is, you know, my first priority. So, you know, I'm just hoping that we can, you know, continue to build our platform, continue to get more people involved. We already have like 25,000 users on the app, so we're very happy about that. And we want to just keep building that. You feel me?
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I feel so lucky that, you know, we finally got somebody in there that we can, you know, relate to. So, you're definitely doing a good job as an ambassador. We love what you're doing. Keep it up, and we'll follow up with you soon. You got anything else you want to say to the people?
Hey, man. Like I said before, don't let FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt rob you of a great opportunity.
All right, y'all. That's it for Woke Radio. We're all about kicking game to the community and life hacks. Holla at you next week.
Yes, sir.